Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me again is my dad as we talk about week 16 of the NFL here on Christmas Day. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to everyone else. First, I want to start off, I want to tell you about my fantasy football league this year. I won my championship. I've been playing for 13 years. This is my third championship.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I won by the largest margin for the fifth time this season. I just wanted to brag about that a little bit.
Okay. How about playoffs? They have such a thing?
Yeah, playoffs. The last 2 weeks, weeks 15 and week 16 are playoffs. They don't do week 17 in the NFL for fantasy because how many teams would be like, well, we're out of it. Why are we going to put out our star quarterback or our star running back?
Oh, okay.
Meaningless games are more prevalent in week 17 than week 16.
I thought every game's in.
Every game counts. Well, they're going to count for a couple teams this week.
Oh, which is in the league where they play for pay.
Absolutely, as Mike Francesa says. So, yeah, so I won a championship these last 2 weeks. I came in third, seeded third, and I came out number one.
Congratulations. That's not easy.
It's definitely not easy. So, another year, another ring. So, what do we think about this past week, week 16?
Well, there's some amazing things happened. I mean, we had a record set by the Broncos with Peyton Manning throwing for some odd 50.
Reclaiming his touchdown record of 51.
Yeah.
At 51, because he originally set it at 49. Then
so that's
Brady.
A personal accomplishment for the most part.
Absolutely. It's a big deal.
Which to me was a big deal, which there's some surprising things happened. Who knew that the Dolphins would be shut out? I mean, I was really touting them. I really expected them to do well. But the Bruner theory prevailed there again this year. Very powerful theory.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills at home were getting 2.5, and they won outright 19-0. So congratulations to the Bills.
And with that loss, and coupled with the Ravens' loss, the Dolphins still control their own destiny.
Yeah, it's shocking.
They didn't move in the playoff standings.
The Panthers over the Saints wasn't a huge shock. I mean,
no.
Saints on the road.
I was surprised that the Saints kept it so close.
True.
But unfortunately, true. Rob Ryan is not Rex.
The other Bruner theory was the Redskins, and they covered. They didn't win the game. They lost by a point. And who knew Tony Romo had a bad back?
A very bad back.
Yeah, dislocated, some kind of pinched nerve.
I don't know.
Herniated disc.
Something bad. But yeah, there was no evidence of it.
Well, on the field there where he clicked his own heels.
Yeah, I saw that part. They keep
whatever.
Showing that.
Yeah, and then, I imagine that did some kind of
aggravation. But if
I'm not a doctor.
No, but if anything, that also, yeah. I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit because that happened before he threw that touchdown.
Of course he deserves credit.
Absolutely.
I know why his back hurts. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I know this. He's carried the team.
He sure has.
And those are some big boys.
Absolutely.
So,
and so now they're going into next week either
can't blame Tony.
Tanky. No. And they keep talking about you can't live with him and you can't live without
him. It's Kyle Orton, according to the Ryan Parker song, is the man that...
Oh, geez, I forget.
When somebody knew... Does it better than you. A proverbial backup. What do you think backup quarterback? I mean, didn't he back up Cutler?
He was traded for Cutler.
Traded for Cutler.
He backed up Rex Grossman for a while.
Grossman, yeah.
And
good Rex, bad Rex.
Yeah, exactly. And he was the one that sat down for Tebow.
Right.
They put Tebow in over Orton.
Yeah.
Orton's good.
Really?
But he's good. The same way, name another quarterback who's good. This isn't a franchise quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Josh McCown.
Yeah. Who, by the way, apparently he's talking about retiring. A couple weeks after he won NFC Offensive Player.
Yeah. Well, he should think about a contract somewhere and just get paid to sit the bench. That's another shocking game. How did Trestman lie down with the Bears when the Eagles had nothing to play for? That was hard to watch. That was very hard to watch when I'm watching this.
These are not the monsters of Midway anymore.
Oh, this is a nightmare. This whole league, it's
offense only.
Any competition could bite into the NFL. I believe that now. The product is watered down.
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
This is arena football played outdoors. And, of course, You know, the longer you've been around, the more you want things to stay the same, but the more they change.
No, absolutely. Well, we talked about at the beginning of the season, all of the head coaches that were hired this year, all offensive coaches. None of them were defensive coaches.
Yeah, well, we always knew the league wanted to have more scoring. Talking about more scoring and the bounce theory, was the Colts against the Chiefs. Now, they had scored 129 going in. We mentioned this
last week. That's right. Yes, we did.
So we looked for a slump. And that's exactly what happened. And the Colts ended up winning 23-7.
Yeah.
So they had beaten this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe they beat Denver, San Francisco, Seattle,
yes.
And the Chiefs. So
that's four playoff teams.
Yeah, that's huge. And they've done it without a running back.
No.
Really, I mean, it's a committee.
Yeah, Jamel Charles, he's just as good as a wide receiver as a running back.
The Giants sucking it up over the Lions. Oh. I mean, the Lions are pathetic. And, of course, that coach really doesn't deserve to go. Yeah, he doesn't deserve
By Schwartz. To go. I'm going to tell you right now, a disciplinarian's going to go in there. Somebody of the Coughlin ilk.
Again, ball protection, right? It's huge in the league, right? Now, look what they're doing in Philadelphia. By not turning the ball over.
No, they're doing
so
great.
You got to give Chip Kelly a lot of credit.
Absolutely. Yeah. When they put up 52. I mean, that's unbelievable. And
well, it was in the past that when you put up numbers like that, usually the week after, it's hard to improve on. I think we saw.
Well, this is going to be an interesting week then for them because this is for the NFC East title.
Well, the really sad thing with Romo being out because I believe the Cowboys did not lose to a division opponent.
They're 5-0 in the NFC.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, they don't make the schedule, of course. They're not playing really powerhouses, but it's just amazing because to beat the same team twice in the same year.
Especially on the road.
All of them. I beat them all twice.
Right, wow. and especially with those four teams, I mean, they hate each other with a vent.
If the Cowboys should somehow rise up and win, could Philly recover from this? Or are they used to in sports collapse?
No, I don't know if they're used to it. I mean, this is a new regime. If it was Andy Reid doing it, then there'd be a problem. If Chip Kelly, it's the offense. They need a better defense. But how about this? If Kyle Orton does, in fact, start, because now they're talking about Romo might play. They're going to give him that shot in the back.
I think that is just so that Philadelphia prepares for both.
Probably.
Because I can't believe that if he already went under the knife. If that's what I heard.
Probably.
That doesn't sound realistic.
Right.
But here's the other question, league-wise. Why wasn't he on the injury list if this was that severe? There was no mention of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, so you're concealing these things, or it just happened?
Or wouldn't be the first time.
What stories are these?
It wouldn't be the first time. And they,
well, everybody's somehow injured at this point. Hurt, I guess you would say.
Oh, no, no. If you're a healthy player, then you just haven't been playing at this point.
Right.
In the year.
There's something wrong.
And they re-signed John Kitna to be there. Orton's backup. John Kitna, who's been teaching high school this past year. And, so that's an interesting thing that they re-signed him. So you've got a disabled quarterback in Romo, you've got a middling backup in Orton, and you've got a semi-retired player coming out to be your second or third string.
Now, first play of the game, what do you do? You're Dallas.
Run.
You run.
Run.
Doesn't Philly know that?
Just run.
No?
What do you want to do, pass?
Okay, so you're going to go into a shell. Try not to lose.
No, the first play of the game, run.
Run.
Then you're going to want to spread it out. Right. That's just my thing. Don't worry, Witten's there, so that'd be good. So
I think you're right about Witten. He's really haven't been seeing him lately.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a great security play.
So now, what do you like? So I've looked this week. There's only one Bruner, and it's the Cardinals at home, Arizona hosting the 49ers.
Really?
And Arizona's getting plus one.
How's that possible? Oh, okay.
Well, San Francisco's in. Arizona has a chance. I think, yeah, they have a chance. They need the Saints to lose for Arizona to be in. So
well, they're coming off a win over Seattle, which was
their first loss in 2 years.
Well, it's the crazy part to me. When I saw that Palmer had four interceptions, there's no way I believe they were going to win that game.
But somehow.
So that was a tremendous effort in a lot of ways. They're really one of the true surprise teams in the league.
No, they absolutely are.
So, and which interests me, Philadelphia, the Eagles beat them. And I was shocked when they did that because I thought Arizona was a better team at the time.
Yeah. I mean, look, Arians is doing a good job down there. And I think he's going to continue. Yeah. Now, would you take the Philly-Dallas game? Dallas is getting 6.5 at home.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Would you take that?
No, but I'm looking for 8.5. I'll take it.
8.5, you'll take that. I think that's fair. So are there any other games that you would be interested in taking?
Well, I'm definitely going to take the Brewers because you're riding a big-time win wave with that theory this year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, that's the only one.
The only other interesting game, but they didn't make it as interesting only because of the stakes of what they're playing for, but I think Green Bay.
Green Bay and Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
So winner takes
division, yeah. Lacey is injured, true or
not? Yeah, I've heard he's been dealing with a sprained ankle.
Now Starks fills that role.
As best he can. If Lacey, I would see them using Lacey only in goal line situations or in the red zone, maybe. He's a powerful runner, but you don't want to use that up too much. So it's going to be interesting. Then we got playoffs. Well, let me ask you this. Who wins the NFC East?
Well, I mean, the proverb, it's hard to give Dallas a chance. I mean, I always thought them the whole way.
Yeah.
Basically the whole year.
We all kind of did. Everybody was thinking maybe if Griffin can return to his form, it'd be the Redskins. But if not them, the Cowboys.
Well, it's tough to jump ship real late, you know?
Yeah.
But that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's true. I think Philly. Philly's riding that wave. They're not. Dude, whoever wins, they're not getting out of the first round. There's no way around it.
Well, Philly is a better shot.
Who wins the South, Carolina or the Saints?
It looks like Carolina.
They're at Atlanta, which came off a brutal loss. They almost won that game in San Francisco, but
no, almost is the whole season.
Yeah, exactly. They almost did a lot of things. And Tampa Bay is at New Orleans. So New Orleans is at home. You got to figure they're going to win that game. I know Tampa's going to try and go out on top, but it's going to be very, very hard for them.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's got the North. Oh, who gets the last wild card spot in the AFC? Dolphins?
I think Dolphins because they got the easiest way to go. I like the way Pittsburgh's playing, but everybody has to lose except them.
Baltimore at Cincinnati.
For that to happen.
Now, Baltimore is playing for their lives.
Well, Baltimore, I was really touting them. I saw they were great. Then the injury. So now Flacco didn't practically practice last day.
Yeah.
And you could see in the defenses.
Yeah.
They just came up and didn't overshoot the ends, right? Made a containment. Knew he had a throw from the pocket.
Yeah.
No threat of him rolling. And, of course, the Patriots do what they do best.
They
put away wounded animals.
Right. And Miami's hosting the Jets, even though they did.
It's always a great game. That's the same as Washington-Dallas. Don't know what to expect or who's going to win, good or bad, either team.
That's true.
That's fun.
Fun might not be always the word that I use
quickly,
in that situation.
Baseball. And any new signings now?
Shin-Chu signed a 7-year, $130 million deal with the Rangers.
Yeah.
It's
the Rangers, Yogi.
That's right. The big one that's still left on the table is the guy out of Japan. His name is Mashiro Tanaka.
I heard.
He went 24.
Sounds like
he went
a wrestler.
Wow. Yes, there was a wrestler named Tanaka. And then Tatanka as well.
There you go.
He went 24-0 and had a 1.27 ERA, I think.
Yeah.
But the best who hasn't been signed yet is starting pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez out of Cleveland. He pitched a no-hitter for the Rockies a couple years ago.
Right.
He had a great season, but he's doing okay. Another pitcher, Irvin Santana. The best position player still left is Nelson Cruz, the outfielder. But because of his link with the Biogenesis, that might turn some teams off. Although that hasn't stopped other teams in the past.
Well, it hasn't stopped management from sending three managers to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know.
So no players from those teams, but management, they must not have noticed.
Right, but I've said this before. There's going to come a time where the Hall of Fame is going to realize, wait, we're here to put people in. If nobody comes in, then it's like the Natural History Museum put on pause, where you're not adding anything, you know?
Yeah, well, museum trips, I'm trying to think when I decided, gee, I can't wait till I go to a museum. I think that's a problem nationally.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me, Dad. I'm really interested in seeing these games this weekend. And then when we talk again New Year's Day, it's bowl games. It's time
nice.
For the bowls.
Can't wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes in the iTunes store. Just search Everyman Sports. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything you'd like to talk about at everymansports@gmail.com. It's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.